Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning to everybody watching this Bill and Jessica Show TV up on our Power TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Also, good morning to everybody on Facebook. And good morning, Board President of Shore Legal Access, Tanisha Armstrong. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Also, you brought along an attorney with you today from Shore Legal, Pete Rolfe, right?
Yes.
Yes, very good. Well, good first morning. Off, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Want to welcome you in to talk to us a little bit about Shore Legal Access, what exactly you guys do, who you guys are, and, you know, some of the services you guys offer. So if you don't mind, you know, give us a rundown. Tell us about it.
Sure. Shore Legal Access connects counsel and communities. We provide legal representation, legal advice, and document prep to people in our community who may not be able to afford an attorney otherwise. We provide housing assistance, landlord-tenant assistance, life planning, wills, power of attorney, advanced medical directives. We help with economic stability by working with people to deal with consumer debt like bankruptcy or credit card debt. We also deal in family law, helping people through divorce, child custody, visitation, and uncontested adoption. So there are lots of services that we provide, mm-hmm. and we focus on populations who really may not be able to afford it. So even if you think you might make too much money, reach out to us, because even if we cannot provide our services, we can provide you referrals and connect you to some things in the community. And one of the most important things we find is that people do not show up to court because they feel like they don't have an attorney, and so they can't win their case and they may not come. But Pete is going to talk a little bit about what that looks like and how we represent those people who come to us for assistance.
So, well, just real quick though, like for people who, you know, have an issue, what's like the biggest issue that you guys deal with, you think?
One of the biggest issues we deal with is landlord-tenant.
Okay.
Very often breach of rent or situations where the landlord is not keeping up their end of the bargain.
Okay.
And they are trying to work with or work against those tenants. And so when you come to court, some decisions have to be made. And a lot of times it's about having representation to be sure mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. what the requirements of the law are they are being met.
Well, that's like a big deal, like, that, you know, what you guys do, because I've heard so many stories over the years just about people who go through things and they're like, yeah, but I can never afford an attorney. Yeah, right. You know, I'm not going to fool with it because I can never, you know.
Right. I can't afford it.
Got to mm-hmm. get a lawyer, but yeah, right. You know, so, yep. And then, so how, like, what are some of the qualifications, you know, if somebody, like, just so people, you know, have in the back of their mind who are listening, who might need an attorney, what are some things, like, you guys look for?
So one of the things that we look for is for people to call us, reach out to us, and you'll do an intake call. And that will talk about what your income is, what your issues are, what sort of services we provide that may match those needs. So we always encourage people to just call and mm-hmm. find out. There's nothing wrong with a yes, and there's definitely nothing wrong with a no, because for us, even if we cannot serve you, we are going to connect you.
If people do need to reach out, they want to find a little bit more information about you guys, how can they do that?
They can find us at our website, shorelegal.org, or our phone number is 410-690-8128. And we have offices in Easton and in Salisbury. If you call that number, you'll be able to reach attorneys, or you will be able to reach staff in both offices.
Very good. Pete, again, welcome. Appreciate it. And I guess you guys slide right over there. Appreciate that.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit about, you know, you are an attorney, and, you know, you represent a lot of you know, clients who call in and, you know, need some representation. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you, you know, deal with.
Sure. I'm a housing attorney. I also do consumer credit issues, people that might have sort of suffering from unfair debt collection practices.
Okay.
We're just starting that. Primarily we do, though, day of court representation. That means we show up at court, and oftentimes, most of the time, we're meeting our clients 5 minutes before they have a court appearance.
Okay.
Which presents challenges for us. I mean, we're happy to do it, but we'd much rather hear from them. We have a much better chance of helping them preserve their housing or improve their housing situation if they would call us beforehand, and we'd have mm-hmm. an opportunity to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we're seeing now is that dealing with is the substandard housing on the in the Lower Eastern Shore. Because there's such a shortage of affordable rental properties, landlords, the truth is, they get away with a lot,
mm-hmm.
Renting houses that are substandard. People are afraid of losing their housing as well they should be, and oftentimes they're afraid to sort of speak up and demand things that they are entitled to receive under the law in Maryland. The law is gradually, slowly evolving to require landlords to do certain things to provide basic, safe, you know, sanitary housing. So people will show up and maybe they're behind on their rent, and you talk to more and you realize that they're oftentimes, that generally, I don't want to exaggerate, but they're living in conditions that most people would be shocked. You look at pictures, you hear some of the discussions. Mold's a big thing. Pests, vermin, rats, literally rats running through houses wow. getting condemned. And people are afraid to speak up because they don't want their landlord putting them out. So we'll routinely defend people who are on the verge of being evicted for no other reason than they complained about the housing. The landlord doesn't want to make repairs. They'd rather kick somebody out and rent to somebody who's going to be more tolerant. Mm-hmm. So that's wow. what we're seeing a lot of.
And that happens a lot. Wow, that's crazy. Is that like, when you say like up to conditions, those are like the biggest things, like mold and...
Mold's a big thing. Obviously, where we live, moisture's an issue. And yeah. the houses, a lot of them are very old. And so they okay. weren't built sort of, it was before people really were that concerned mm-hmm. about mold. I'm not a scientist, but it's possible that global warming, because we have increasingly warmer weather, winters, there's more moisture, and mold's a problem.
Yeah.
But also, again, houses with holes in them, houses with substandard heat, landlords just won't do anything. So people are, they have to go out and buy space heaters, even though the landlord's supposed to provide basic heat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what we see a lot of.
That's just crazy that happens, you know, like that, you know, like you sign a lease and you're renting from someone and then, you know, something like this comes up and they just... They're just like, oh, I'll come by next week and take a look, and then they never do, and then they end up calling you, you know? So
there you go. You got it.
Do you find that people just say, oh, I'm going to stop paying rent then until you, like, what advice would you give to somebody who's on the verge of, oh, I can't afford a lawyer, so I'm just going to, like, stop paying? Like, you know, do you say no, continue to pay, and then call you? Like, what advice would you give
call
to somebody?
Call us first, and okay. then we'll help you assess whether you should continue to pay, because sometimes you can affirmatively go to court. You can bring your own claim against the landlord, and then there's a process where the court will evaluate your claim, and they'll direct you to pay. It's called rent escrow.
Okay.
The court will direct you to pay your rent into court, so the landlord's not getting it. The landlord doesn't get some or any of the money until the court decides that the issues have been resolved, and then it's possible you can recover some or all of your rent that you've paid into court. So there's a process okay. for it.
Oh,
we're
see.
Happy to help you, mm-hmm. but you got to call us. Don't sort of take matters into your own hands.
Because some people, I just feel like there's stories out there where people do, and they know, they feel like they can't afford, you know, representation. They just stop paying rent because they're just so frustrated and the things going on. And they're like, I know this is illegal. I'm going to try to fight this myself. And like you said, take matters in your own hands. But the smart thing to do would just be calling you guys right away.
We're available. We want you to call us. We'd rather talk to you beforehand then see you in court when maybe you haven't paid for some time.
Yeah.
And then we're trying to sort things out with 5 minutes before we're going mm-hmm. in front of the judge.
Again, if people want to reach out, Shore Legal Access, how can they do that?
They can call me. They can call my colleagues, B.B. Barnes and Joe Canner. We have a case manager, Elliot Earhart. It's an excellent team. I mean, I'm shocked with the people that I get to work with, the quality of them. So just call us.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Very good. Shore Legal Access live in studio again. Board President of Shore Legal Access, Tanisha Armstrong. We also have Attorney Pete Rolfe in studio. We got more coming up. We'll continue on the way. It's 8:34. It's a Bill and Jessica Show.